Evolution is a game of chance and adaptation. Not even humans came into being as the result of a directed process. Since its beginning, the Earth has repeatedly undergone dramatic climatic changes. From deserts and glacial landscapes, forests and steppes were created, which subsequently dried out or froze once more. Constantly in transition, species arose and then became extinct. On this constantly changing world, people came into being. And in Africa, the cradle of humanity, the first hominins emerged. The term hominin is used by scientists for all human species, modern-day Homo sapiens, and all of their extinct ancestors. Long before the Ice Age, Africa was subject to major climatic fluctuations. Desert, savanna, and rainforest continuously expanded and contracted. Sahelanthropus, found in present-day Chad and dating to around 6 million years ago, is currently the oldest known hominin. They lived in a landscape of lakes and open forests. Ardipithecus walked on two legs, similarly to modern humans, more than 4 million years ago, but also spent time in the trees. There, they moved through the branches on all fours. The period between 4 and 2 million years ago was a boom time for hominins. The changing climatic and environmental conditions produced a variety of physical adaptations. Various species lived in a patchwork across the continent, living in and on the edges of forests, along lakeshores, or on the savanna. Their diets consisted of grasses, fruits, insects, tubers, termites fished from their mounds with sticks or meat, possibly obtained by snatching it away from other animals. The varying diets and ways of life of these early humans resulted in differing forms of skulls, jaws, torsos, limbs, hands, and feet. Adaptation and diversity were the recipe for success among early humans. Over thousands of generations, particular features proved to be especially advantageous, and genetic exchange between populations brought together the special mix of features characteristic of the genus Homo, walking upright, hands that can use tools, and an enlarged cranium. With the rise of Homo erectus 1.9 million years ago, there existed for the first time a type of human whose physique was broadly similar to our own, only their brains were smaller. With them, the cultural flowering of the hominins began, and members of this species were the first to leave Africa, spreading north and east.